The practice of the central channel is one of the very few somatic protocols that we do in a sitting up position throughout. So please sit in your meditation, your preferred meditation posture. If possible, if you're sitting on a chair, sit a little bit forward so you're not leaning against the back. We need the spine to be free of any kind of support so that we can find the appropriate alignment from within. So once again, come into your body as a whole. Feel your whole body. And feel your alignment on your seat. So that your spine is straight, your chin is not jutting, but is down a little bit, and feel the whole length of your spine from your tailbone all the way up to the top of your head. Just feel that, and let your body relax around that center line, that back line, as we call it. So once again, on the in-breath, breathing in through all the pores and looking for points of tension. On the out-breath, completely relaxing around your spine and letting that tension flow down through your buttocks and through your feet, your legs, if they're touching the ground, into the earth. Let your awareness travel with attention as it's released back into the earth. So you become aware in a somatic sense of the earth under you. You feel her being. And then briefly breathing up from deep under you into your perineum, bringing the energy of the earth up from a very, very deep place so you feel connected and rooted and anchored in the infinite depth of the earth. So we're going to begin the central channel practice with the in-breathing in the seated position. So bringing your attention to your lower belly and finding that center point in the lower dantian, in the hara, in the yin space, finding that center point and breathing into that. And as you breathe in, letting your whole state of being dissolve into that point as you breathe. And then opening that point up, in all directions, so instead of a point of light in the center of the lower belly, we now have a circle of light that we're breathing into. And at the center of that empty, open aperture, and we're going to widen that aperture to reveal the fundamental nature, the basic space, the quantum emptiness at the center of the lower belly. We're going to extend that quantum emptiness in the lower belly that basic space we're going to bring it up the central channel . Throughout this practice, we stay rooted in the lower belly, in the lower dantian. We're rooted there, but we're extending that space upward. It's as if you're watching a fountain in a piazza in Italy, one of those beautiful fountains, and the water is gushing from the source, and you're looking at the source, but you're also aware and you're feeling the upflow of the water and how it goes up and up and up and then cascades over. So we're going to stay rooted in that source, and we're going to just track how the space extends upward in the central channel. So breathing into the lower belly, and visualizing a tube that runs from the back of the lower dantian right in front of the sacrum, a tube that runs up inside our body, just in front of the spine, up to the back of the head. And that tube can be anywhere from the width of a soda straw up to a quarter of an inch, a half inch, whatever feels most workable for you, or an inch even in diameter. Breathing into the lower belly, deeply contacting the fundamental space there. So just take a moment to establish that experience of quantum emptiness in your lower belly. And then we're going to open that space up the tube that is the central channel. So breathing into the lower belly, touching that quantum emptiness, that utter openness, and allowing that to open up into the central channel, with each breath coming up maybe half an inch, with each breath opening that space up half an inch. With each breath, begin with the utter openness in the lower belly, that fundamental immaculate space. Begin with that on each breath and extend up half an inch. Next breath, come up an inch. Next breath, an inch and a half. So each time we begin with that space and we bring it up to the level that we've already accomplished, and then we go another half inch. So now we're at maybe 3 inches up. We're at the level of the navel, but right in front of our spine. And because we're beginning each time with the yin space, there is a sense that there is a single field of space, which is the lower dantian, the yin space, and that field extends up 3 inches, 3.5 inches, 4 inches up the back line in the central channel. So behind the navel, next breath, beginning with the yin space, touching it, feeling it, being it, and then extending up 5 inches. Coming up along the inside of the lumbar spine. Each time beginning with the yin space and bringing it up as far as we've come and then a little further. Extending the field of space of the lower dantian up the central channel. So you have your awareness in the yin space, and at the same time, you're aware of that whole field as it's evolving up through the central channel, that corridor. And now up behind the solar plexus. Up behind the heart center in the middle of the chest. And don't forget to start each time with the yin space and then let that yin awareness come up as far as you've gone. And then behind the collarbones. Behind the larynx. Up to the base of the skull. To the back of the head. And then letting it, for the time being, let it arrive at the occiput, a little bump in the back of your head, roughly straight back from your nose. So breathing into the lower dantian, breathing into the hara, and then letting that space fill the corridor of the central channel up to the occiput. What we're learning here is what's called non-focal awareness. We're not focusing on one point. We are allowing our awareness to equally inhabit the lower dantian and the corridor of space. And we're aware all at once of this whole range of space. Once we let go of the focal fallacy that we can only be aware of one thing at a time, then all of a sudden we notice our awareness can be aware of as much and as vast an extent as we want, at the same time, simultaneously. So we're learning that right now. Breathing into the lower belly, and then touching the whole corridor of space at the same time. If we begin to be distracted, it's because our awareness has drifted forward. Our somatic awareness has drifted out of the back line and forward toward the front of our body. If that happens, just bring yourself back. Lay your awareness along the corridor of space from the lower belly up along the central channel, along the back line, to the occiput on the back of the head. You can continue to breathe lightly into the lower dantian, into the yin space, and there can be a very subtle awareness of the upflow of the space in the central channel. Partly there's a sense that the breath, as we breathe very lightly into the lower dantian, almost imperceptibly breathing in, there can be a sense of that breath rising up from the lower dantian through the central channel to the back of the head. But at the same time, even if we're not breathing, there's still that upflow, which is the upflow of awareness, the continually flowing upward movement, updraft of awareness from the lower Dantian up the central channel, this is the life force, and it flows from the source in the lower Dantian up the central channel, and it goes out to our whole body through the what are called chakras and the network of energy pathways that reach every cell in our body. And right now we're sitting and we're aware of this very subtle and very primordial process of life in us. Breathing into the lower belly very lightly as a way to stay anchored. Feeling the upflow of awareness on the in-breath. And feeling the, on the in-breath, the way the body lights up, comes to life with the life force that flows up the central channel and then to all the parts of our body through the specific centers called chakras. Sitting in this way, we are deeply rooted in emptiness, in openness, in the primordial state. And at the same time, we feel the life force that flows from it. And comes to every cell in our body. This is known as the union of ultimate and relative in the practice of Tibetan yoga. This is the sitting practice of meditation when it is fully embodied. When the experience of ultimate reality, the utter emptiness of the lower Dantian, is fully embodied, then the experience of the life force rising from it is fully embodied. There is no other realization. There is no other enlightenment than the enlightenment that we are touching right now. So I'm breathing, staying with the lower Dantian. Laying our awareness all along the corridor and feeling the life of the body that flows out from that. If you get distracted, just come back to the field of space in the lower Dantian, and as it spreads through the central channel, a single field of space, the utter openness, the immaculate purity, the utter emptiness of the primordial nature of ourselves. at a certain point, you can even let go of the light breathing into the lower dantian and just identify with the field of space itself and feel its upward flow and its radiation outward into our body and just be in that way. In Zen, this is called Shikantaza, just sitting. Just being in the body. After you have practiced the central channel instructions, the guided meditation, and after you have been able to follow it on your own without my guidance, then when you meditate, you can simply sit down and come into your body in the way that I've been showing you here. And then simply sit. Letting go of all other preoccupations, mental activities, and distractions. Just be.